guys, I'm Jared Toy, and I'm your host of the Mental Minute Podcast. This is for people who want quick, concise information about understanding how they can become better physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all through better gut health and digestion. I try to do this every day, so make sure you guys come back often, add it to your favorites, subscribe, share it with friends, rate and review it on iTunes, whatever you need to do to help me spread the good word of better gut health. But let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today I'm going to finish the four-part series that I've started dedicated to discussing candida, and I encourage you to listen to the previous three, but we're now going to discuss the symptoms of having candida overgrowth and how this isn't just a female problem, as many might believe. So how do you know if there's a possibility or a likelihood that you have an overgrowth of candida? Mouth lesions, constant fatigue, urinary tract infections, digestive issues, chronic sinus problems or joint pain, and skin and nail fungus issues are all symptoms of possible candida overgrowth. If you have one or more of them consistently, I definitely begin to look at your diet and then reevaluate or even detox completely. Now, I'm sure that there are plenty of ladies out there that are aware of candida and its problems, but if you're a dude and you've made it this far, I should go ahead and let you know that yes, you can have yeast infections just like a woman. In fact, I probably won't go too far out on a limb in saying that many of you watching right now probably have a yeast overgrowth and simply might not realize it. And the best way for both men and women to control these outbreaks is through better digestion of the foods in their diet. And better digestion actually begins with a properly functioning digestive tract loaded with good probiotics. So what are those steps? What are those things that you could do to begin that path to eliminating that candida overgrowth? Begin by eating more whole and naturally made foods. Eliminate sweets, refined sugars, and grains, and then incorporate more fiber in your diet, and then ultimately look at incorporating more enzymes into your diet as well. If you do that, let's say for 2 weeks, and I mean completely diligent about it, you'll have made significant strides in eliminating the candida issues. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor, click the like button, follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the show, folks. The Mental Minute comes out daily. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always send me an email at jaredspropops@gmail.com or hit me up at Twitter @JaredToy. But before you go, sign up for my email list. You can go to jaredspropops.com, get all sorts of great information. That would help me out and it would help you out. So until we talk again, take care and better gut health to you. We'll be right back.